Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Happy Tuesday to you all. It is November 5th, 2019, as we roll along here at the beginning of the week. First week of November, fall 2019. Hopefully you guys are having a great week out there. We have a great show coming to your ear as we will preview tonight's big night in the world of college basketball as the number one team in the nation. Folks, I am talking about your Michigan State men's basketball team taking on the number two team in the nation, John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats, inside of the Mecca of basketball, Madison Square Garden, tonight at 9:30 p.m. Going to be a fun, fun night. We will preview Spartans and Wildcats in just a moment. Can't wait for that. Also, Mark D'Antonio. Yes, Michigan State football is still going on. I know many Spartan fans out there are saying, do we really have to talk about it, Al? Yeah, we really do, because we still have four games left. I know, but I got to do my job. We still got four games left.
You can humble yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Ray. And this afternoon, I should say this morning, Mark D'Antonio, head coach of the Michigan State football team, he spoke to the media for his weekly press conference, and he addressed a few things concerning his Spartans, as Michigan State football will get ready to take on the Fighting Lovie Smiths and the Fighting Illini, Illinois, this Saturday afternoon, 3:30 p.m. inside of Spartan Stadium. I got to pass along some news to you all that, as if it couldn't already get worse, right? I'll pass along some news to you all that broke this morning concerning Michigan State football and the depth chart and two key players who will not be available for MSU football this weekend. And I'll talk about the chances of Michigan State football beating Illinois. Actually, the line is actually moving up in favor of Michigan State, which is a bit surprising to me. I'll address that, and you will get a chance to hear from Mark D'Antonio later on this hour. And we'll also talk some Detroit pro sports. I do want to touch on the Detroit Pistons. And one more point I want to make concerning the Detroit Lions, even though we talked about them pretty extensively on yesterday's show. And also, there, you know, going back to Michigan State football for just a moment, there is a rumor out there that alludes to Mark D'Antonio's future, which I'll also touch on if you haven't read it. But it's making the rounds. It has been making the rounds on social media since yesterday. So a lot to get to, folks. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number to call. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. You can watch the live stream there and comment below that live stream if you want to weigh in that way. And you can tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Jack Kerwin behind the glass today yet again. Here are your quick hit headliners.
All right, we start here. A deposition from former Michigan State University athletic director Mark Hollis about why and how and when Austin Robertson was recruited to become a member of the school's football team should be seen by the public. That's what lawyers for former assistant coach Curtis Blackwell argued yesterday in a legal filing. Now, there's no legal reason to seal the deposition from public view. They wrote in appealing a federal magistrate's ruling. This is what the filing said. Quote, there is simply no compelling reason for the court to seal any portion of defendant Hollis's deposition. Non-party Austin Robertson's short tenure at MSU has been the center of many local and national stories. The answers defendant Hollis provided with respect to non-party Austin Robertson's recruitment and admission into MSU are vital information to the general public, and the general public needs to know, considering defendant D'Antonio has made multiple public statements about the admission and subsequent dismissal of non-party Austin Robertson from MSU. So that's a direct quote from the filing. But again, the lawyers are basically saying that, hey, you need to make this deposition from athletic director, former athletic director here at Michigan State, Mark Hollis. You need to make that deposition public so that people can read it. So, you know, you can see exactly what occurred during this recruitment, at least according to Mark Hollis. All right. So we'll be following that story as it continues to unfold. And as I just mentioned at the top of the hour, the number one ranked team in college basketball in action tonight, your Michigan State men's basketball squad opens up the 2019-2020 regular season tonight, taking on number two Kentucky in the State Farm Champions Classic at Madison Square Garden out in New York City. Michigan State is the consensus national title favorite. The Spartans are 11-2, I should say, at Caesars Sportsbook, followed by Kansas and Kentucky at 6-1 odds and Memphis at 8-1 odds. Duke and Louisville are 10-1, and North Carolina is 13-1. So Michigan State, the favorite, the Las Vegas favorite to win the national title. All right, now on to Michigan State women's basketball, as they will also be in action tonight, beginning its 47th season against Eastern Michigan, 7 p.m. at the Breslin Center. So ideally, you could go check out the Michigan State women's basketball game at 7, make it home in time for the men, because let's be real here, even though it says it's going to be a 9:30 p.m. tip time, I don't see that thing start until maybe close to 10 p.m. So it's going to be a long night. Spartan fans, get that coffee maker ready. But you can check out the women and then go check out the men right after that, you know, right on the friendly confines of your couch in front of a television. So Susie Merchant's team is coming off a 21-12 season, reaching the second round of the NCAA tournament. For the first time since 2014, head coach Merchant will take on her former team when the Eagles head to the Breslin Center tonight. Merchant was the head coach at EMU from 1998 to 2007 before taking over at Michigan State. She led the Eagles to their first NCAA tournament back in 2004. All right, Juwan Howard has found himself in some, I wouldn't say hot water, I'll say lukewarm water.
Scalding hot. Shut the program down.
No. Yeah, I can sense the sarcasm there from Jack.
Absolute Herman's embarrassment.
But we do have the audio. We have the audio of Juwan Howard committing this minor NCAA violation. Here he is.
It's been good. You know, we're still grinding, plugging away. There's some guys out there who we've offered to, and we in the running. Hunter Dickerson is one. Moses Moody is the other. Namari Burnett. I don't know if I should be mentioning.
No, you should not.
That's one of the NCAA rules I have to really get to understand that I learned throughout this process. As a part of the college coach. That's different from the NBA coaching, but no excuses. I will learn these rules.
So, again, that was the voice of the head coach, the first-year head coach of the Michigan men's basketball team, Juwan Howard, member of the Fab Five back in the 90s. committing a minor NCAA violation, as he directly names a few players that he has pinpointed as hopefuls to don the maize and blue. You can't do that. That's a violation. So he's done this before. He's having a hard time getting used to this rule. But yeah, Juwan Howard will get it. So we'll see what happens with that. I don't know, Jack, if the NCAA has like handed down any like punishment at all for this. I just think that, you know, what made the headlines was that Juwan Howard said something he shouldn't have said concerning these specific players, but we haven't heard any official statement from the NCAA regarding this, right?
No, not that I know of. I'll keep you apprised of that. I would imagine it'll just be like some minor fine.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm thinking as well. So, also tonight, the Michigan men's basketball program will begin to take shape with Michigan's season opener against Appalachian State. The Wolverines' first game under Coach Howard will take place against a team with a new head coach of his own, that being Dustin Kearns, who was hired this offseason from Presbyterian. So, Michigan and App State tonight. Okay, we now have a start time for Michigan's next football game, as the 14th-ranked Wolverines will take on Michigan State after this weekend's bye week for the Wolverines. Next Saturday, November 16th, in Ann Arbor, a game that will kick off at noon. And I believe that game will be on Fox. So, noon kickoff on Fox, Michigan State and Michigan, November 16th. We'll see what happens there. The Detroit Pistons fell to the Washington Wizards. Actually, when I was watching Monday Night Football last night, as my Cowboys beat the New York Giants, I was flipping back and forth to see what was going on between the Wizards and the Pistons. But the Pistons didn't have a great outing, especially in that second half, specifically that third quarter. That's when they really dug themselves a hole. But they end up losing 115-99 in that game. Derrick Rose is still out with a hamstring injury. We haven't seen Blake Griffin so far this season. He is dealing with a knee injury. Reggie Jackson, who knows when he's going to come back. He has a back injury. We saw Bruce Brown out there. Had an okay game. Christian Wood was okay, but I don't know why he didn't get any playing time in the second half. You see me venting. You feel me venting right now when it comes to last night, right? So, yeah, Pistons lose. They fall to 3-5 in the year. Washington, that was only its second win of the season, as Washington improves to 2-4 on the year. And the Red Wings got absolutely demolished last night against the Nashville Predators. 6-1 was the final, as the Winged Wheel falls to 4-11-1. Nashville improves to 9-4-2. So not a great outing for the Wings and the Pistons last night. All right. So there you have that. Those are your current sports quick hit headliners. Again, the primary conversation today will be centered on Michigan State men's basketball in the Champions Classic tonight in Madison Square Garden. 9:30 or so p.m. tip time. Want to know your thoughts on that. Also, want to know your thoughts on Michigan State being the Las Vegas favorite to win a national title. Do you think this is the year? Anything that you want to talk about concerning MSU men's hoops, call in 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News, live stream there, comment below, and tweet us. Tweet the show at WKAR News or tweet me at Al Martin WKAR. All right, happy Tuesday to you. Today should be a fun day. And I just want to let people know out there, it's the first game of the season. All right, I know Michigan State fans right now are very hypersensitive because of what has gone down with Michigan State football this year and the disappointment that has been Spartan football. All right, but look, Michigan State's taking on the number two team in the nation. Kentucky is a very, very good team. Like Tom Izzo stated during his afternoon press conference on Monday, it's game one. And how much stock will I be taking in this game? Not a lot. Maybe not much at all, really. Because it's game one of the regular season. You know, you play a lot of games in college basketball. It's not like college football where every game really matters, right? You know, in college basketball, you've got some time. You've got some cushion. You've got some wiggle room to figure things out. But no doubt about it, this is going to be fun tonight. Madison Square Garden, the mecca of basketball. Jack, have you ever been to Madison Square Garden? It is an absolutely beautiful venue. I've been there one time. It wasn't for a basketball event, though. I actually got a chance to see one of my favorite artists. Shout out to Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover. I saw him in concert, but just walking through that venue, and I'll never forget when I walked into MSG, and you look up and you see all of the basketball history, and you know, you look at the size of it, you know, it's really awe-inspiring. It really is. But it's the mecca of basketball. Very cool stuff. You've never seen it in person, huh?
No, I haven't. The last time I went to New York City, I believe I was about 10 years old. It's one of those things that's on my bucket list,
yeah,
but a little bit further down because I'm not the biggest basketball guy in the world. But, you know, one day I will absolutely see it.
Yeah, definitely. It's really, really cool. Really cool stuff. And tonight, Michigan State men's basketball will be taking that floor to take on John Calipari and his Kentucky Wildcats team. So how much, you know, do you draw from this? I think that, you know, it depends on how you look at it. For me, if Michigan State comes out here, and I think this is going to be a close one, but let's just say they come out here and they beat Kentucky by double digits. It just, first off, as a Spartan fan, celebrate that because, again, you beat the number two team by double digits. That's something to celebrate. That's a great way to start off the year. And, you know, when looking at this MSU men's basketball team, if they get off to a start like that in game one against number two Kentucky, you're only going to get better. That's how you look at this, barring, knock on wood, any injuries. You know, you're only going to get better as the year goes along. And I look at this from a standpoint of potential. Where does the potential lie when it comes to how good this team can truly be? Because teams are going to get better as the year goes on and as that chemistry builds. And with Michigan State having so many young faces on this squad, really good young faces, really good young talent, if they start off like that, wow, that's going to be fun. So looking at the starting lineup tonight, you'll see Xavier Tillman out there, Aaron Henry, Cassius Winston, of course, Thomas Kithier, Rocket Watts. Rocket Watts being the freshie starting in his second game for Michigan State men's hoops. Really his first game because, again, it's Albion. Albion is Albion. I get it. You know, it's still a game, but it's Albion, you know? So Rocket Watts, looking at him and how comfortable he is out there throughout the night, I'm sure there are going to be jitters. I mean, heck, every player out there, starting off the year in a game like this, I think every player out there is going to have some kind of jitters, especially playing at MSG, national TV, one versus two. There's going to be some jitters to start off. But as the game goes along and looking at how Michigan State settles in, you know, I really believe that it's going to be telling from a few different angles here, primarily when it comes to the young pups, primarily Rocket Watts being the lone freshman who is in the starting lineup for Michigan State men's basketball. And Tom Izzo has praised Rocket for what he's seen defensively from him throughout practice against Albion. So Rocket can play some defense. I would really be impressed if Rocket can go out there and fill it up a bit. You know, if he gets, as you talk about double digits, if Rocket Watts can get double-digit points tonight, that'd be awesome. That will be great because this whole situation with MSU hoops is kind of amplified now due to the fact that Joshua Langford is out. We all expected Joshua Langford to be one of the starters, to be in this lineup, and to be healthy going out there and balling out of control. But the fact that he is out of the game now, everybody's kind of looking at things and saying, okay, when you play competition like number two Kentucky, you don't have Josh Langford, that's a loss. But who can step up? It comes down, you know, everybody has been pegging Rocket. I want to clear this up. For me, this is how I look at things. Everybody's been looking at solely Rocket Watts. Okay, Rocket's now the guy that can come in and be that filler for the absence of Joshua Langford. But for me, it's twofold. I think that both Rocket and Aaron Henry, that combination is going to be that filler trying to replace the production that Joshua Langford gives you when he's healthy and active. So I'm really excited to see just how Michigan State gels in this game. And, you know, you look at Kentucky, man. I mean, the Wildcats roster, you know, and this is something you don't normally see with Kentucky teams, right? Starting two sophomores and a grad transfer. I mean, wow. I mean, that's like an old man Kentucky Wildcats team, right? We're used to seeing like an all-freshman lineup when it comes to Calipari squads, but we're talking about two sophomores in the starting lineup and a grad transfer. Well, excuse me, the roster. Just looking at the roster. And again, you start two sophomores in the grad transfer. That's different. You know, sophomore Austin Hagans, you know, he's athletic, strong guy. He'll be pushing point. Then you look at E.J. Montgomery, who is also an athletic big man who, you know, he actually dipped his toe. If you remember, E.J. Montgomery, he dipped his toe into the NBA waters. He got some feedback and decided, all right, yeah, I'm not going to the NBA. I'll come back. So that was smart. And he's got NBA potential, but he wasn't ready after last season. So E.J. Montgomery is back with the team. You know, you look at Sestina, who is a Bucknell transfer, who MSU faced, if you remember, in the 2018 NCAA tournament. He had a big junior season. He gives the Wildcats some experience at the stretch forward position. And then you look at the other two starters, freshman Tyrese Maxey and Khalil Whitney. Those are two names to also look out for tonight. I don't know, Tyrese or Khalil, you know, you look at those two guys. They can... Because I watched actually some highlights of both Maxey and Whitney this morning, and they're pretty athletic guys too. Who can fill up the bucket too. But again, that's just high school. That's high school.
Don't say highlights, Al. Say film. Sounds more official that way. Yeah, you were watching film this morning on Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, tomato tomato.
No, it's like right after one of your favorite sports teams drafts a guy. Don't say you looked at his YouTube highlights. Say that you've been watching film on the guy, and you think he can fill in.
Not film, even though.
Yeah, but it's better this way.
I guess so, but you know, they're highlights.
I'm not being serious, Al. This is all very tongue-in-cheek.
Okay, gotcha. All right, yeah. Jack Irwin. Leave it to Jack Irwin. But yeah, but Maxey, you know, I watched some film. It does kind of – I see what you're saying, Jack. It does kind of sound more official. I sound like an assistant coach or something like that. I watched some film of Maxey and Whitney. They look good, though. They're two players who can score. They did a lot of scoring in high school. So – And also, you look at the draft potential of both Maxey and Whitney. They're already on NBA draft boards right now before even playing one game in college. So, yeah, you know, it's going to be a fun matchup. I could see this going either way. I think the line is 1 or 2 in favor of
Michigan State. Spartans -2.5.
-2.5 yep. For Michigan State. I know it was at 1, so now it's gone up by just a point. That is dangerous.
I don't believe so. It might have moved down to 1 then. It opened at 2.5.
Did it?
Yeah, I can look for you what the live line is.
Yeah. I want to see where that line started.
Well, it started at MSU -2.5.
It did start.
That's where it opened. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. So this is going to be close. This is basically a 50-50 game. That's how many people are viewing this game. I think Michigan State fans just want to caution you because it can go either way. I think Kentucky is very talented, as well as Michigan State, obviously. If Michigan State, I'm not saying they will, but if they do lose this game, it's not time to hit the panic button. I think you have to look at how they lose if they lose. If this thing is a blowout, okay, maybe you can think about some things. But again, it's only game one. And maybe Kentucky is just that good. But if Michigan State blows out Kentucky by double digits, you can't, you know, jump off the bridge and say, you know, oh, my goodness, Michigan State is going to be really, really good this year. Just give Tom Izzo the national title right now. You got to take everything with a grain of salt tonight. At the end of the day, though, you do want to see what you get from individual production from certain players. I think the cash is Winston just about every game. I mean, you know, the only guarantee I always say when it comes to Michigan State men's basketball is that cash is Winston is going to play well. I can't remember. Can you remember, Jack, the last bad game that Cassius Winston had? I can't. I tried to rack my brain this morning. Like, man, when is the last time you walked away from an MSU men's basketball game and said, wow, Cassius was really bad that game?
So
I can't
remember. Not just, like, not great, but, like, he was actually bad?
Bad. When you use the word bad.
I don't think Winston. Once last season.
Not once.
No, probably would have been Michigan the year before. Both right. In the Big Ten tournament and regular season against Xavier Simpson.
Exactly. 2 years ago when, you know, he had that matchup against Xavier Simpson. Xavier Simpson got the best of him that year. That's when you were saying to yourself, oh boy, Cassius really has to improve defensively, really. But last season, no, he did not have a bad game. I think that's really the only guarantee. You know, when you look at MSU men's basketball, you know, every single game, Cassius Winston is going to go out there and man this team. So I'm looking forward to seeing how Cassius starts off the year tonight. I think he's gonna have a lot of assists. You know, if he continues to improve on that deep outside jumper that has gotten so good, especially last season. And Hagans, he's going to be the guard that is going to be matched up against Winston. And, you know, we've seen now Cassius handle a lot of different matchups, a lot of different pressure. And last year he handled it so well that it led to a Big Ten championship and a Final Four appearance. You know, Kentucky has good length in the backcourt and on the wing. Winston, though, again, he's the most proven guy out of anybody that you'll see tonight in this game. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching this, man. And then, you know, Gabe Brown is a player I want to see. You know, I want to see his game mature a bit. Maybe he can fill it up from deep and maybe take a few guys inside. Marcus Bingham Jr., I think he'll get some minutes tonight. You know, what we would all like to see when you look at, I keep hammering this point home, when you look at the size and the length of Marcus Bingham Jr., you want to see Marcus out there. You want to eventually, in an ideal world, you would like to see a guy like him of his physical stature eventually work his way into the starting lineup and begin to cause a lot of problems defensively down low and use that stretch forward game that he has, his ability to knock out the outside jumper and also to do some damage down low, both scoring and on the boards. You eventually want to see Marcus Bingham. I want to see him mature to that guy that you see in the starting lineup. So for me, this is all about, for me, I'll be looking specifically about these individual performances. You know, who really looks comfortable? You know, which one of the freshmen goes out there and just looks like it's seamless, you know, doesn't get awed by the bright lights and being on national TV and your very first regular season game. And also, Cassius Winston. I just love watching the dude play. And if Cassius continues to piggyback off the year that he had last season, watch out, college basketball world, because it's going to be a really fun year. So for me, I'm going with Michigan State to lose this game, Jack. That's how it usually goes. I mean, you know, you look at these non-conference matchups, and Tom Izzo loves to schedule this way. I am just going on what recent history has taught us when it comes to Tom Izzo. Again, Tom Izzo prides himself on playing these games, figuring out what holes in the boat, so to speak, he has, and fixing those holes as the year goes on. And Michigan State progressively gets better. That's why I think Michigan State will lose this game. I'm going Michigan State losing by 3 tonight.
Okay.
I think it's going to be down to the wire. I'm going Kentucky 77, Michigan State 74 in a very tight one.
So there you go. So according to Al Martin, MSU still can't have any nice things this season with their football team being a disaster, and they will lose their opener to Kentucky.
Well, you know what? Really be that disappointed if they lose in a dogfight?
No.
Right.
No.
I think some will, though, because, again, so many Spartan fans out there are so sensitive right now. Anything that goes wrong, any loss is just amplified times 20 right now.
Sure,
so.
Sure. You know what? But my counterpoint to that would be, you know, in the Champions Classic last year, Michigan State played Kansas, and for most of that game, they were down by 15. They really weren't as good as Kansas at that time. But if those two teams would have seen each other in the tournament, I think State would have won by close to 10 points. So, you know, I don't think you can take a whole lot away from a championships or from a Champions Classic game, I should say, unless... You know, like you said, it's a blowout one way or the other. If Michigan State gets blown out, I think it's fair to be a little bit concerned about this team going into the season. If they blow out Kentucky, I think it's fair to be enthusiastic that, you know, maybe this team's a little further along than you would have expected. But for me, as long as it's, you know, decided by single digits one way or the other, I'm not really going to take too much stock in this game. I'll just go to bed happier if the Spartans win. But I think MSU will cover that 2.5-point spread. I think they'll win by 4 to 5.
Okay, you're going with Michigan State by 4 or 5 points in this one, Jack. Let's just both pick a player that we think will really turn some heads and impress. I am going to say the player of the game tonight will be Aaron Henry. I think Aaron Henry is going to be a guy tonight who kind of asserts himself offensively, primarily for this team. I think Aaron Henry goes out there and gives you 12 to 14 points. I think that Aaron is, especially listening to what he had to say when Joshua Langford got injured, he feels a responsibility to go out there and be the guy to pick up the load that is now missing with Langford being out. Again, I do think it's a bit twofold here because I think that Brockett Watts, with him being in the starting lineup, he also will shoulder a bit of that responsibility. He's going to be a two-edged sword there. But I think Aaron Henry is going to be the primary guy to be the one that fills in for Langford. So I'm going with Aaron Henry to have a big game tonight. I'm going to give 14 points to Aaron Henry tonight.
Well, let me say this. If Aaron Henry finishes with 14 points, I think every Spartan should be very encouraged by how this game went. Because, you know what, Graham Couch brought it up, actually, on Jack Ebling's show on Sunday, is that, you know, a lot of people, myself included, have kind of assumed that Michigan State is going to have a big three this year. You know, we have assumed that Aaron Henry is going to take that next step and become an elite offensive player. But we don't officially know that yet. You know, I fully expect Aaron Henry to have a great year. But again, I still don't know. I got to see what he does in a game such as this one in a venue like Madison Square Garden. For me, the guy I'm most excited to see will be Rockett Watts, just because, you know, this is obviously a pretty heralded freshman class, and he seems to be the standout of that group. Mm-hmm. And then the guy I think that's going to have the biggest game will be Xavier Tillman. You know, Xavier Tillman is the one guy who has really never been afraid of the big moment to me. Like, even last season against Duke, you know, Kenny Goins hits that big three to win the game for the Spartans, right? But Kenny Goins had struggled throughout that game. The one guy who was probably the most consistent in that big spot was Xavier Tillman. He had a double-double in that game. I don't think anything really phases him. I think he's always pretty even keeled, and I don't think he's going to be too afraid of the moment tonight at Madison Square Garden. And I think if the Spartans win, he'll be a big reason why.
Yeah, and Xavier Tillman, you know, he really took a lot of strides when Nick Ward got injured with that hand injury. Next, go give it to you. Yeah, hey, there you go. So it's a little DMX for you right there. Good drop there, Jack. Props to you, man, on that.
Yeah, I had to cut it pretty quickly right after that line because a few seconds after that isn't exactly FCC compliant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. That will be off the air. Yep. Can't do that. So, yeah, I mean, and X-Man, he took, again, huge strides. When Nick Ward got injured with that hand injury and Xavier Tillman, he had to, you know, log on a ton of minutes. He really seemed to just, you know, grab that by the hold and said, all right, next man up, give me the basketball. I'm going to go out there and be efficient. And he certainly was. So what are your thoughts? Michigan State men's basketball tonight, number one versus number two, Spartans versus the Kentucky Wildcats. Call in 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. You can weigh in below that video. A few comments coming in there. I'll read on the other side of this first break. And you can tweet us, tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Jack Kerwin behind the glass. Jack believes that Michigan State wins by 4 or 5 points tonight. I am going with Kentucky to win by 3. Let's go to line one. We've got Mark from Holt that wants to weigh in on MSU basketball. Mark, what's up, my man? Happy Tuesday to you.
Thank you. Same here. Yeah, I went to the last coach game against, granted, the competition is barely Kentucky's level, but I think one of the players that's really going to step up and blew me away was his talent was Brown. I think he's number 44 for state. Yeah, he's got some skills. I think he's going to step up and be the number two man overall after, I think he'll overtake Henry this year.
Who is that player, Mark?
I believe his last name was Brown. I think he was number 44.
Oh, Gabe. Yeah, Gabe. Yep, definitely. And you know, Gabe Brown, Mark, is one of those guys. I watched him in Moneyball, Jack. And Gabe, now again, it's Moneyball. Just like you said, it's against Albie and Mark. But you could just tell what he was working on. You know, Gabe Brown, I think, again, he could shoot it last year as well. But I think he's really improved that shot even just a little bit more coming into this year. He's put on some pounds. I think he's going to be more aggressive this season. And he's just very, very active. So I like that. I think Gabe Brown being chosen as an X factor for this season is a very good choice, Mark. So do you think Michigan State wins tonight?
I don't think they do, but I think as a coach's perspective, I think he wants a tough game, win or lose, doesn't care, just because, like you said, he's going to find the holes and plug them along the season. They always seem to drop off, and then they can say it's put together as March Madness gets closer together.
Right. Very true. And it's, you know, college basketball, it's a long year, you know. So I just want Spartan fans to sit back and enjoy this game. I think, Jack, you're right. If Michigan State gets blown out here, okay, then we'll be having some conversations on Wednesday's Current Sports. But if this thing is tight and it's a battle back and forth, I think Spartan fans should feel proud regardless of the outcome, Mark, okay?
Yeah, I think they'll put it together like they always do. I was surprised that they have a 6'11 center shooting threes. I don't know why he wasn't under the basket, though.
Yeah, right. That's Marcus Bingham. That's the guy I'm really looking at saying, okay, if Marcus can work his way into the starting lineup, he's a guy who can hit that outside shot, and he can do some damage down low just for the fact that he is, you know, 6'11", 7 feet. You know what I mean? So, I'm really hoping that he matures this year.
Yeah, looking forward to the game tonight.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Jack, you've got some breaking news from the NFL concerning Cam Newton of the Carolina Panthers. He's done for the year?
Yeah, according to Adam Schefter, 7 minutes ago, the Panthers have just placed him on IR, so his season is over.
Wow. How about that?
And when you think about it, this might be close to the end of the line for Cam Newton in the NFL, at least with the Carolina Panthers. We'll have to see.
Yeah, maybe.
They drafted Will Greer up high last season. Obviously, they don't think he's ready to compete with Kyle Allen yet. But, you know, I think the health concerns for Newton had really worried the Panthers the last couple years. So it'll be interesting to see where Cam Newton's at a year from now.
And you know what? You know, Kyle Allen has done a relatively good job since Cam
Newton. He's kept it together.
He's kept it together. I know it's not like the wheels have completely fallen off the track here. But, you know, you lose Cam Newton for the season. That's going to be a blow. So I don't know what his contract is. Is he slated to? I have to look up the details of his contract, but I don't know if he, you know, has some years left on that Carolina Panthers contract.
So after next season, he is set to become a free agent.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
At this point, obviously, I don't think they're going to re-sign him prior to then. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, also, how about them Cowboys last night? Had fun watching that game.
I don't have the button ready, and you're not getting it after beating the Giants anyway.
Hey, man, a win is a win. In the NFL,
it is a win. That's true.
You take any dub, especially the way that game started. I'm sitting there going crazy. Dak Prescott, don't know what he was looking at, RPO, and just didn't see the defender, threw it right in his bread basket, and I'm like, wow, really? But, at, you know, second half, they got it together, but they struggled against the New York Giants. We'll see what happens as the year goes along. I'll take the dub.
And I texted Al this yesterday, you people out there in listener land, but any of you that are familiar with, like, you watch Al on the stream or anything, does Al not look like Dak Prescott's brother from that Campbell's suit commercial? Not the heavier set guy, but the one who stands to the right of Dak
in that press conference? You said the Campbell's suit. Oh, I didn't know. I think that's what it is.
I think it's the Campbell's suit commercial, isn't it?
Right. I thought you were talking about Dak himself, because I look like Dak himself.
A little bit. See, I think Dak's got a bigger forehead than you, and I think he's got a little bit lighter skin tone. But his brother in that commercial, I think, looks more like you.
Really? I need to go back at that. Okay, I misread that text then. Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, from Dak Prescott lookalikes to breaking news concerning Cam Newton, now to Michigan State football talk, I do want to click. Let's just get to this right now, Jack, before I roll in this press conference concerning Mark D'Antonio. This rumor has been gaining a lot of steam on social media. I saw this. Now, again, I don't believe this is real credible, but a lot of people, I had coworkers hit me up last night and then this morning saying, Al, did you see the latest rumor concerning MSU football? But some Twitter profile by the name of at MSU Sports Daily, MSU Sports Podcast, tweeted yesterday that whoever, I don't even know who this dude is, but whoever mans this Twitter profile, he put out there, quote, breaking, I am told by a source that Mark D'Antonio might step down as head coach after the season and become our AD. Hearing the leading candidate for the head coaching job, if that happened, would be Luke Fickell. With the emoji eyes. So that tweet went viral yesterday. A lot of people were talking about it. A lot of people, you know, and especially on the blogs and whatnot, you know, debating it. And then, you know, some people were going at the dude because, you know, who is your source? You're not real credible, that kind of thing. I don't even know who mans this page. It's not like you got the blue. Yeah, not saying I don't have the blue check mark next to my name on Twitter. I'm just saying, you know, who is your source and where are you getting that from? So whoever mans this page got a little irritated, Jack, and then put out 2 hours after that tweet, quote, I don't understand how people are seriously questioning my credibility regarding my football head coach tweet. What? He says, why the heck, I should say, would I go out of my way to type that message? ? Quote, get a life, man. So then after that, people were still going at him. So then after that, he tweets out his source and says, quote, here is my source for everyone saying I was fake news. Try again. I wasn't making this stuff up. And it's like a screenshot from some dude named Jake Roberts, who says that I coach with two former Michigan State players and both have told me he's highly likely to become the athletic director. So I don't know how much you put. I'm not putting too much stock in this, Jack, because, again, I don't know who Jack Roberts is. Never heard of the dude. I'm not putting a lot of credibility on this thing. But it really surprised me, though, how much traction this got yesterday. I will say, can we just kick around the scenario here?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be happy. I tell you what, I wouldn't be angry if this happened and Mark D'Antonio was to become Michigan State's next athletic director and they were to hire Luke Fickell. That's a pretty good scenario.
You know, Fickell's my guy, so I'm good with that all the way. But
he's my second pick. You know, if Mark D'Antonio does step down, I got Fleck number one and then Fickell number two. I would not be up in arms if this was, in fact, true and this did come to fruition after the year. I think Mark D'Antonio has vast knowledge of this university and the Big Ten and sports in general. I think that he's a very knowledgeable guy, a very likable guy. Seeing him in that athletic director role, you know, that keeps him still close to the program, the winningest football coach of all time, now becoming the athletic director, and now you bring in a guy like Luke Fickell who's had a lot of success. Hey, I'm kind of rooting for this. That'd be awesome.
No, you know what? When you think about it, it seems to make a lot of sense because they still haven't really filled that athletic director role. I don't think anyone thinks that Bill Beekman's going to be the athletic director here for 10 years. So from that standpoint, it could make sense. I just, you know, like you, I'm obviously not going to roll with a source like this and put a whole lot of credibility into it. But, I mean, anybody who's listened to this show recently knows that Luke Fickell's my number one guy to take over this team next season. So I would be absolutely thrilled with the move. But I mean, obviously, this tweet here doesn't really change my outlook on how plausible it is.
Yeah, right. I don't know. We'll see what happens here. Jake Roberts is apparently his source. And Jake Roberts, he coaches with two former Michigan State players.
He stood next to them at the urinal once, and I think that's his relationship with them.
And he got that intel, huh? So, yeah, there you go. All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, we'll roll in this morning's Mark D'Antonio press conference from Spartan Stadium. Hear what Coach D'Antonio has to say about this weekend's matchup against the Fighting Lovie Smiths. Illinois coming to town Saturday at 3:30. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. You guys know each and every Tuesday when Mark D'Antonio does have his morning press conference, we roll a bit of an in on today's current sports, on that day's current sports. And today is no exception, as Mark D'Antonio addressed the media this morning from the Tom and Loopy Izzo Media Center as Michigan State football tries to shake off the 4-4 record. Look ahead as they will play host to Illinois, a team that is no easy out this season, at least. Illinois, Michigan State, this Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Here's a bit of what Coach D'Antonio had to say concerning that matchup and more. Here we go.
First of all, just start off, it's second bye week, going into our second bye week. It's been a little bit different schedule as we've gone through it. For us, I think it gives us an opportunity to get healthy. That's the positive. Negative is, you know, we play one game in basically a four-week period, so we're excited to get busy back here in, this coming Saturday. As far as where we're at, you know, got four games left. November, it's always been a big opportunity for a big push by us. We take that opportunity now to begin here versus Illinois. Excuse me. As far as last week, you know, obviously Joe Bocci is out. To save everybody the trouble of asking me the questions about it, made a statement about Joe. And the thoughts, the appeal process is really something that I'm not really involved in. That's involved with our trainers and our athletic training staff and doctors, et cetera, in the Big Ten. So we'll see how that shakes out as we go. As far as Illinois, got a lot of respect for Lovie Smith and what he's been able to accomplish this year. I think they're playing exciting football. I think they're motivated. Had an opportunity to win six wins as they come here, so it should be a great football game and a lot of competition, etc. Playing very well on the defensive side of the ball, leading the conference in takeaways. Number one in the nation, actually, in takeaways, averaging about two takeaways a game in Big Ten Conference, plus 11 in the turnover margin in the Big Ten Conference games itself. So very productive in that area. So the big message to our offense is ball security. Got to take care of the football, whether it's throwing it or whether it's running the football or pass protecting. When you look at them defensively, you're getting the turnovers. When you look at them offensively, you've got, I think, Brandon Peters is doing a nice job running the offense. First of all, they have two tailbacks that have been very productive. And number nine, their wide receiver, is sort of a jump ball guy and has made some big plays for them. But they're being more consistent on that side of the ball, special teams. Good kicker, good kickoff guy, good punter that spreads it all around, and they're playing well in that area as well. So with that, I'll take some questions, and we'll sort of go from there.
Mark in the middle here. No Darryl Stewart, no Matt Allen on the depth chart. Can you give an update on either of them, and do you expect them back this year?
Yeah, I expect them back, but we'll always try to just be, said, hey, if a guy's not going to play for sure, we'll make that announcement. Those two guys will not play. Darryl's out for a time period. Should be back. Matt should be back probably a little earlier, but we'll wait and see. But I think we'll get them both back, but we'll have to see.
Go ahead.
Mark, did Matt get hurt on that play, or he got hurt on that play when Lewerke came back in
He got hurt, you know, he went down on the field.
Right. Yeah. I guess on that play, what did you see and what happened with the injury, I guess?
Yeah, I don't talk specifically about the injury. I just right now he's out. I mean, I don't really talk and get into too many specifics about it. This is the way we've always done it.
As far as Joe goes with Noah Harvey, I assume that's the plan with him on the depth chart first. What do you see in replacing him, and how difficult is it both on-field and off-field with a two-year captain?
Well, you know, Noah's been practicing there and has gotten game reps there, and he's been in our nickel package in various places throughout the season. So he's a seasoned player a little bit. He's an outstanding athlete. He can really run. He's got some size to him. He's explosive. He can jump. So he's, you know, 35-inch vertical guy, 10-foot long jump guy. What he needs is game experience, more game experience at the mic position. He'll get that this week. But everybody has an opportunity. Everybody has a time. So this is his time. This has gives him an opportunity, as well as a couple other guys to get in the mix and play well. And we expect him to play well, and that's why we coach them all. We've coached ones and twos systematically. That's been our approach, and we've got to go with the next man up philosophy.
Mark, with that, I mean, obviously Joe's a captain. He's a senior. He's a leader. Yeah. He's not here anymore, at least for the time being. Did you have to talk to the team at all, pull rank, or, you know, pull guys in and try to keep them focused? I mean, this is a pretty big blow, it seems.
Yeah, you know, first of all, it was a tough deal last Thursday when we made the announcement to the team. Joe is still a part of our football team, comes to practices, and is basically a student coach, wanting to be involved with us, plans to be at the game on Saturday as well. He's just ineligible to play right now as we go through this. But we want to keep him a part of our process. I think that's what we want to do. That's what he would like to do as well. So that's number one. Number two is, hey, everybody's got to pick it up. Everybody's got to play 1/11th better to make up for a guy that's lost. He's a very good football player. He's a team leader. Everybody's got to move in that direction as well. Who fills that void as a team leader, I think, is important as well. But we've got guys that have led in the past and are leaders within themselves, and they'll pick up the slack. So thus far what we've had is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, very good practices, as well as yesterday. So the energy is very, very good. And like I keep saying, you know, young people are resilient, and they put things over here, and it's an opportunity for somebody else to step forward. That's correct.
Considering that this is the final month of the season, what do you expect the timetable for the appeal process to be?
You know, I really don't have any knowledge of that, because I really haven't gone through that before, the experience of that. So, you know, that's sort of out of my hands. And I got to focus on what I can control. What I can control is, or what we can control, is putting the next guy in there, getting ourselves ready to go, having a positive mental disposition in terms of what we do, and bring energy.
I mean, how challenging has all this, you know, off-the-field stuff been just for yourself? I mean, is this the kind of toughest period in your coaching career that you faced?
Oh, the bar is set high. The bar is high. So, no, you know, learn to deal with things. And I've told our football team at times, you know, it can always get worse. And it really can. And I've also said is, you know, how strong are you? How strong are you as an individual, you know, to hold up to things that happen, whether it's a missed play on the field or whatever case off the field? You know, how strong are you? What do you got to do to sort of stick your foot in the ground and drive back forward? So that's what we've tried to do. That's what I try and do as the head football coach of this program, is make sure that we're moving in that direction. And I think that's the appropriate thing to do. So, you know, don't take that pity me type of attitude. You know, we've got to move on. Got to get ready to go. We've got other people coming here to play. We've got big games this month. Yeah, we got four games left to play. We're a 4-4 football team, and you know, we've got something to make of this season. So, got good young players. We've got players with a lot of people recruited. Players that come here with an idea that they're going to play their way through Michigan State and come out the other end and play on a bigger stage. So we've got good players. We need those players, even though they're young. Those players have an opportunity now to step up and play, and that's exciting. Sort of sets the tone.
So, yeah, Mark D'Antonio, a few of his comments coming this morning during his weekly press conference. Just really tough news. You know, the news just continues to get worse and worse for this team, it seems, by the week. And Daryl Stewart and Matt Allen both out this weekend against Illinois. Tough. When it comes to Joe Bocci, of course, Joe Bocci, he has been ruled ineligible. They filed an appeal when it comes to his failed drug test. D'Antonio, when asked about the appeal, quote, "I don't really have any knowledge of that. That's sort of out of my hands. I got to focus on what I can control." So, yeah, I'll address and expound upon some of those comments and that news with, about Stewart and Matt Allen being out this weekend as Michigan State takes on Illinois, playing host to Illinois at 3:30 p.m., and whether or not that will change many people's perception on whether or not Michigan State can win that game this weekend. So, we'll see you on Wednesday, folks. Enjoy tonight's game. Again, it's going to be a late start, so get that coffee maker ready. Be easy, people.